I'm Ruth Gramer with Mission Network News. A new report says Christians in Malaysia are being reclassified as Muslim on their identification documents without consent.
They're legally being changed to become Muslim, so their identity now is Muslim.
That's Floyd Brobel with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
It's of a more forced conversion through what I would see as administrative manipulation.
Brobel says the agenda is clear: to strategically shift the religious and political landscape toward Sharia law.
So now these Christians who were immune from Islamic courts are now going to have to, because they're considered Muslim, to follow, you know, Islamic tradition, Islamic law, and there's no recourse for them.
Read more of this story and find prayer points at missionnews.org. And nearly 20 people in Florida faced drug trafficking charges as authorities seized over 6 pounds of fentanyl and 4 pounds of cocaine worth more than $1.5 million. Brandon Bauer with The Lighthouse says,
anytime we can get drugs off the street is a huge win. Cocaine is coming up from our southern border in droves.
Cocaine is one of the most popular drugs in the United States, second only to marijuana. The Lighthouse is a 28-bed men's residential program that takes a Christ-centered approach to addiction.
Cocaine, like any other drug, has root issues in the heart. If someone has had a past of abuse or neglect or abandonment, those things have to be addressed in biblical counseling so that they understand their value lies in Christ as a child of God rather than in things of this world.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.